Bibles, if you will, and turn to Psalm chapter 24. Boy, it didn't take me long to lose the windscreen on this, did it, John? Oh, here it is.
Hey!
Wow! I was productive today. Psalm chapter 24. Let's all stand together. We're going to read the first three verses.
I tell you.
Psalm chapter 24 and verse 1, the Bible says, "The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein." That pretty much encompasses every single thing right there, doesn't it? "For he hath founded it upon the seas," not evolution, not anything crazy like that. We didn't come from ectoplasmic goo, even though some of us look like we may have. "For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods." Here's the question of the day. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? I'm going to read that verse one more time. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? Colton, lead us in prayer this morning, buddy. Please. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. 29,029 feet. Does anybody know what that number goes with? It's the most or the highest point on the planet. Mount Everest. Mount Everest, the highest point on the planet, 29,029 feet. That is 20 Empire State Buildings. Think about that for a minute. 20 Empire State Buildings stacked one on top of the other. Now, 4,000 approximately, 4,000 people have tried to climb that thing. That's not many. I thought it'd be hundreds of thousands. About 4,000 people have tried to climb that thing. Out of those 4,000 people approximately, 660 have made it to the summit of Mount Everest, 29,029 feet. Now, let me ask you a question. The Lord made everything. Is that correct? First few verses there, the Lord made everything. I would have to assume then that the Lord's hill is higher than our best mountain. Would you not agree? The Lord's hill is better than our best mountain. Well, the best mountain we have to offer is Mount Everest, the tallest, the most magnificent. Men and ladies have tried to climb that thing. Men and ladies have made it, but only 660. And if you think about all the people in the whole wide world, that's a pretty small portion. Would you not say amen to that? You know what's funny? I thought about the Christian life today. I've thought about the Christian life the last couple weeks. And I got to tell you something. Christians, we have a mountain to climb. I want you to notice the wording there. We, who will ascend? We've got to go up in Jesus Christ. There you can't go down, amen? And it's not easy. How many in here would agree that life is hard? Brother Carl, if I had to ask you, leading your life as a Christian, how long you been saved, brother? Do you know how long you've been saved? A little over 50 years, Brother Carl's been saved. Brother Carl, would you not agree that that 50 years of life has not been easy all the time? Yeah. See, the mountain a Christian has to climb, by the way, the mountain of any life for that matter is difficult, but I got to be honest with you, the life of a Christian seems to me the mountain's a little bit higher because it's the hill of the Lord, amen? I mean, you climb the hill of the Lord. We do our best throughout our lives to ascend under the mountain of the Lord. We do our best to ascend the hill of the Lord, which I've got to be honest with you, I believe is taller than Mount Everest, because The Lord's hill is more magnificent than the best we've got to offer. And I know he made Mount Everest, but I got to be honest with you, the life of a Christian is a very difficult life. The life of somebody that just got saved is a very difficult life. They've got a road in front of them that is not easy at all. If you had to think about this for a moment, out of all the people in all the world that have ever been, only 660 have made it to the summit of Mount Everest. That's not very many. And I want to be honest with you, to make it to the, to ascend into the hill of the Lord, I believe the percentage of people that make it to that hill are very small as well. I believe the people that make it to the top of that hill is a very, very small portion of all the people that have ever been. Because I'm talking not just to lost people today. I'm talking also to saved people. I know a lot of folks that started out that trek to the top of the hill. And I know a lot more that didn't make it. Because the life of a Christian is a difficult life. You say, well, Brother Dave, you're making my life a downer. Why would I want to be a Christian? Because there's no greater thing in the whole wide world than to ascend to the summit of God's hill. Now, let me help you out a little bit. Who are the ones that would answer this question? Who will ascend to the top of God's hill? Look at these verses again. I want you to see this, and I want to introduce you to a few people. The Bible says, who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Well, I'm going to go over a few people I believe that would say, we will ascend to the top of that hill. Now, the first people, I think, those people that are at the base of the hill. I got to believe that 4,000 people get it ready to trek to the top of Mount Everest didn't start out at the bottom saying, I ain't going to make it. They looked at the top of that hill, and I'm going to be honest with you, when you are at the bottom, when you are just started out, and I love this with new Christians, by the way, when you just start out, you can't wait to charge hell with a squirt gun. Give me a Cuba ice trace, buddy. I'll take on the devil right now. A tray of ice cubes. Shut up. You little punk kid. That's the first mistake I've made all week, and you were here for it. Don't you feel good about yourself? A tray of ice cubes. Bless God. And if you're at the bottom of that hill getting ready to climb that hill, it doesn't look so formidable then. It doesn't look, well, I can do what they do. That's no problem. The people at the base. I love newly saved people. Newly saved people say, I'm going to live good the rest of my life. I'm going to do everything that God wants me to do from here to the end. I'm going to do it, and here's the hill. I see it. Praise the Lord. There it is. I'm going to do it. I'm going to climb that baby. No problem. I can't even describe to you how often I see newly saved people get to the base of that thing and say, you know what, that really is too high. Didn't mean you're not saved. Just means you're not climbing. I hope you stick with me today. So you must understand something. In our life, I can introduce you to people that are mature in the Lord that have been around a long time. And every last one of those people will tell you it was a hard climb. Every last one. By the way, if you stay in the Lord, you're going to go up. There's no other direction you can go. If you're going to be in Jesus Christ, you're going to ascend. That's the way it is. But the Lord, I believe today, is going to give you a challenge in your life to understand this, that there is a mountain that's in front of us. It's God's hill, and I believe it's more formidable than Mount Everest. I believe it's a mountain, it's a hill that we can climb in the Lord, that we must continue to realize that it's going to be a challenge every day. It's a challenge for some of us to even come to church when we have the doors open. And coming to church is easy. Coming to church and being around other Christians, being a Christian around Christians is not that difficult. Being a Christian when you're sitting in a church service is not that difficult. It's the daily life, the daily climb, the daily realization that we must be ascending in the Lord every day of our life. Preacher preaches a message called Grow or Die. There is no other direction. If you're not growing, you're dying. If you're not getting closer to the Lord, you're not getting closer to the Lord. It's very profound, I know. But in our lives, we must decide to climb this hill. And I love the people that just start out as Christians. Well, we're going to do it. And then as soon as something comes in your life that stops you, you stop climbing. The daily life of a Christian is not an easy one. It's a wonderful one. It's a tremendous one. But it's not an easy one. I believe that people that just get saved, they ought to start out that way. They ought to start out with an excitement. And to be real honest with you, I would to God that people have been saved for 20 years would have the same excitement that they had to climb the hill when they first started out to see it. Those that are at the base will say, "We will." Those that have taken time to prepare for the climb would say that they would. Those that have taken the time, maybe read their Bible a little bit, maybe go to an independent fundamental Baptist church. By the way, there is no other church. I believe the other ones are just buildings with people in them. Boy, that went over like a lead balloon. Well, you're a Baptist. It was on the side of the wall when you came in. I believe that people have prepared for the climb. They learned a little bit. They are ready to go. They've said, "You know what? I've set out, and here we are. I've learned some things. I've come to Sunday school. I'm ready." Well, by the way, there's a small percentage of you that come to Sunday school. We get ready for Sunday school. We get ready for church. We learn some things. We go out soul winning. We know how to do that. We get ourselves a New Testament. We get ourselves ready to go. We get ourselves a Bible, a King James Bible. We get ourselves a Strong's Concordance. We get ourselves equipped a little bit. We say, "Man, I got it handled. I'm ready to go." But it seems tougher than we thought. You know, to climb Mount Everest, I got to believe you've got to have some equipment. You don't just show up in a jogging outfit thinking you're going to climb to the top of Mount Everest. You've got to have provisions. You've got to be prepared. And you know what? Still, out of those that were prepared and those that were ready to go, only 660 made it. You know, we start out as Christians, and I know a lot of Christians that have a lot of stuff. I know a lot of Christians that have made a lot of preparations. They've maybe cleaned their house up a little bit. They've maybe gotten rid of movies or gotten rid of music. They've prepared themselves. But you know what? It's not those things that make you ascend to the hill of Jesus Christ. Those things will get in your way. Those things will become stumbling blocks, believe me. But it's not that that changes you. It's you that changes inside of you, allowing Jesus Christ to work in your heart. And that's not an easy hill to climb. Don't act as though when you first start out and you start to get through that thing, "Well, praise God, we made it to day one base camp. We've made it almost up that first part of that hill." Well, that's not the only part of that hill. As I watch people climb throughout their Christian lives, I've always said this and I'll always say this. I get excited about people that are faithful. I get excited about people that will live through the hard times and still keep coming. I get excited about people that give their lives over to the Lord and regardless of what comes along their way. And I use Brother Carl as an example. I look up to him as one of my heroes. I'm going to tell you, I've watched his life. I've been here 20 years. I've watched his life for 20 years. There's never been a day he hasn't been sitting in that chair. There's never been a time that he hasn't come to Saturday morning for the soul winning. There hasn't been a time that he hasn't prayed for people. There hasn't been a time that Brother Carl hasn't been here. He's climbed the mountain. And he was still willing to tell you it wasn't easy. He was still willing to tell you there's a lot of folks out there, "Oh, serving the Lord is easy." It's not easy. It's a very difficult thing. But the Bible's asking you today, who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Are there any today at Bethel Baptist Church that would decide, "You know what, I'm going to keep climbing"? A lot of you have stopped. A lot of you have stopped climbing. You've given up. It's too hard. It is hard. I can't go any further. The thing that I'm looking at, the sheer face wall that I'm looking at, I don't know if I can get to the top of that. It is hard. I know it's hard. But I'm going to tell you right now, it's worth it. It's worth you climbing. It's worth selling your life out for the Lord. It's worth doing what you ought to do. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? I wonder if there's any today that are prepared for the climb that will still climb. Another group that would say they will would be those with the excitement of a journey begun. Well, we've made it to past the base camp day one. And now we're moving up that face, and boy, we've met some obstacles, but we've overcome them. Isn't God good that most of the time he gives us things that we can get over in the first couple of days? Oh, we're a Christian, and it's amazing how the Lord throws something in our way that is easily overcome. Maybe we had to climb up a little snowbank, or maybe we had to climb up around a little rock, or maybe there was something that was in our way, but boy, we made it. We had everything we needed, and boy, we made it to that next point. It's a neat to see people that have had God answer something for them and had God do something for them, and they knew it and gave God credit for it. You know, it's funny. We start out our lives as Christians, and God does things for us right off the bat, and the older we get, the more spiritual we get, the less God seems to do. You know, God is still there in the little things. God is still there when you needed Him for the small things. But the small things become smaller as we get older. Now we're asking for more things from God. And I think we ought to. But you know, we ought to stay on that journey. We ought to stay on that path. I want you to think with me for a moment. Go through your directories from 3 and 4 and 5 years ago. How many have ever done that? My wife and I sat down. It was actually a couple years ago, I believe. We sat down and looked at the directory when we took all the pictures. Remember the picture directory that we had when we first started doing that? We went through the pictures and started marking the people that were still here and now the people that are no longer here. It's staggering. It comes to my mind, how many people have dropped off that hill? Huh? How many people have dropped off of the scene? I remember sitting in these front chairs, and I was talking to Pastor Turner down in Lima. He wasn't down in Lima at this time, but we were sitting together here, and I said, I think we'll be very surprised in the next 10 years on who will be here and who will no longer be here at Bethel Baptist Church. We can sit here today and say, oh, Brother Dave, I'll be here in 10 years from now. Be very careful. Not everybody climbs to the top. Not everybody stays with it because the path will become difficult. The path will become very hard. The climb will become steep. And we get excited today and say, oh, praise the Lord. I know, man. Brother Dave, you're telling me that you're preaching to the choir. I'm going to make it to the top of that hill. I'm going to make that hill's farther up than you think. I pray all the time for myself to stay on the hill. Well, you're a preacher. That's a dumb prayer. You ought to want to be on the hill all the time, buddy. Well, let me explain something to you. The Christian life is hard. There's a lot of times I'd like to get the parachute and just jump right off and hit the ripcord and just float down to the bottom again. You know, there's a lot of times you think about going back to when life was easier. There's a lot of times you'd like to go back when the Lord not convicting you back then. Now the Lord's trying to tell you to do some things, trying to tell you to climb higher, trying to tell you to ascend. Who shall ascend? Who shall ascend? Who shall ascend? Not everybody makes it. I'm talking about the ascension of a Christian life, not your salvation. You know, there's no easy path to the top. You know, they don't, unless you jump in a helicopter. And the Lord doesn't provide those. You've got to make it. You've got to climb through your Christian life. You've got to go forward, and it's not easy. How many people do we pray for that have cancer come to them? They're in a climb. They're in a difficult way. We live in a sin-cursed world. Sin does affect us. Did you know that the life that you're going to live for Christ is not going to be an easy life? It's going to be a climb. The problem is the vast majority of us would rather sled ride than climb. That was funny. It's amazing to me. As a kid, you're riding this sled ride, and the trip down is fantastic. Wonderful. You know, it lasts about 3.5 seconds. Isn't it amazing we can't find a hill longer than that? That's why I like going to Brandywine so much, because they had that chair thing that pulled you up. Boy, that was a wonderful thing. Just hold on, and it pulls you right up the hill. I sat there with my legs crossed inside that little tube, just dragging my fat self all the way up to the top. Yeah. But you know, life's not that way. The climb up is difficult. Do you know it's easy to go down? It's attractive to go down, but it's not the right thing to do. We as Christians have to realize in our lives that many people will fall off this hill. Many people will go off to the wayside. That's why it's a very dangerous thing to put your eyes upon a person. That's why it's a very crazy thing. Even as good as I love Brother Carl, I can't put my eyes on Brother Carl and think that Brother Carl is the end-all, be-all. Yes, he's one of my heroes, but if Carl falls off that hill, I can promise you this, it's not going to be because he fell that I fall. I don't have my eyes on men. I've got my eyes on Christ, and I'm not, it's nothing to say I'm bragging about, but if you put your eyes on men, you got your eyes in the wrong spot. Those that experience initial difficulty will say, I'll make it. I've lived through difficulty and I'll make it. You know, in your life, you ought to remember the difficulty and you ought to thank God that He brought you through. But do you know you can't live on that? You can't live on those past victories. You got to look for new ones. You can't live on what God has done in the past. I get, you know, you think you should know the past. You should remember the past. You should remember what God has done for you. But the climb is harder than that. Because the next problem you face is going to be bigger than the one you just came through. That's the way God works. He's going to get you through all the little ones, but you will recognize them after a while because God's so good to us. But understand this, we get through that initial difficulty. We make it through that first test that God gives us. We make it through that first problem. You must understand, you should remember it, but you should not live on it. You should not think that the rest of your problems are going to be that way. You should not think it's going to be that easy to get over things all the rest of your life. It's easy. I could pick on people in here. I've watched you overcome adversity. I've watched you overcome things. I've watched you get through. And by the way, let me help you a little bit. I don't have my eyes on you as I'm relying on you, but you know what? I have my eyes on you because you encourage me. There's a lot of folks in this room that are higher on that mountain than I am. There's a lot of folks in this room that I'm looking up to saying, man, they made it that far. Maybe I can too. I watch these people climb and I watch them, I tell you, I watch them get to that peak and boy, they scaled the face of that cliff. Wow, I don't know if I can do that, but you know what? If they can do it with the help of Jesus Christ, maybe I can do it too. Let me help you though. People also see us when we fall. And as encouraging as it is to see people climb, it's also as discouraging to watch people fall off. You ever think about the people that have come through this church? Weren't there some folks that you just thought were going to make it? You just thought, man, they got it. Wow, praise the Lord. They're getting godly convictions. Everything is going great. They've done all the right things. And then a year later, they're off that cliff. You don't even know where they are anymore. It's discouraging to watch that. But understand this. It's a discouraging thing to watch people fall, and it hurts. But Jesus Christ is interested in you helping them back up again. You need to stay on that side of that hill. You need to stay serving the Lord because you've got to help them back up. See, once you climb through a hill, generally you leave behind little stopping points. You leave behind little things inside of that mountain that somebody else can use. I believe the first person to scale Everest gave the second person hope. Think about this for a minute. You wouldn't have 660 if you didn't have one. I've watched people in this church. I've watched them. I'm an observer. I like to watch folks serve the Lord, and I like to watch folks how they handle adversity and how they get through things. That gives me hope that I can too. That gives me hope that problem that they made it through, if they can make it through, maybe I can too. If they can make it through. Let me tell you something, you older Christians, you ones that have been saved for a little while, you've got a young group coming behind you, and we as Christians are falling more and more every single day, falling into the trap that is the world, falling into the fast lane that is the world, falling into our own ideas. There's only one way to get to the top of the hill, and that's the old path. And we need to, listen, Colton's not going to make it to the top of the hill if he's not got some people to show him where the path is. Who's going to ascend? Who's going to make it? Who's going to live their life and hold out faithful, not for salvation, but to show that Christ is still all in all, and we can serve Him with our lives, and we can make it, even in this day and age, even in the internet world, even in the web world, even in the place where we've got internet and Facebook and all, we can still lead godly lives. Who shall ascend? Who shall come up into the hill of the Lord? Oh, I tell you, those with enough fortitude to make it through the day, they'll say, we will. I watch people make it through stuff that I could never even imagine. The loss of a child. The loss of health. The loss of maybe their thought of what Christianity would be. Maybe they've come down from that a little bit. It's amazing how quickly people can come down. But it's those that make it through that difficulty, enough fortitude to say, you know what, God? I know I'm going through a hard time. but I believe I'm going to make it. I went and visited Brother Dale. And I love people that have this attitude. I pray that if I ever get into the position that they're in, that I can have this attitude. I went and saw Brother Dale, and he said, God's good. Dale can't walk. And God's good. I watched my preacher gasping for breath. I watched him witness to people sick, laying in the bed, can't walk, can't get up. We take walking for granted, don't we? Walking. Seems easy enough. Dale's got to learn to walk all over again. My preacher had to learn to walk all over again. I'll never forget the day he was excited. I knew how old he was. The day that he was on the walker at the rehab place, excited for doing 60 steps. Huh? We were excited that he was able to lift his arms and lift his legs and be able to. And I watched him walking around saying, God is good. Well, he's higher up the hill than I am. See, I'm telling you right now, there's things that come in a Christian's life, and if we would take the time to watch those Christians that have kept climbing and kept climbing and kept climbing through adversity, through hard times, through those rough spots where it's difficult to climb, if we can keep our eyes focused on Christ and realize, hey, Christ brought them through, who shall ascend? I will. I got to believe that everybody in here has had problems. Wouldn't you agree? Along the way, wouldn't you raise your hands and say, yeah, I've had some problems. You know, God never guaranteed us an easy climb. He does not make a ski lift to get to the top of his hill. There's only one path. It may be different for each one of us, but it's one path that God has for us. And I'm telling you, it worries me that Christians aren't climbing anymore. It worries me that Christians today are trying to find their own path. I'll make it, Lord. But I'm going to meet you because I'm getting me a 4x4. I'm going to make it to the top, Lord, but I'm renting me a helicopter. Lord, I'm going to make it, but I'm going to go my own way. Do you know there is not your own way to get to the top of that thing? There's only His way. And it's amazing to me that we have stopped encouraging each other because it's easier for us to sit back and wait for somebody to give it to us than us to go and get it. Well, you need to hear that again. I might be boring you today, but I don't care. I'm going to tell you right now, you've got to stop thinking in your life that you are owed something and start realizing that you need to pay something and run up to the top of that hill and do your best to keep climbing throughout your life because you got people coming back behind you. What are these kids going to see if we can't have a holy Christian inside this church? What are these kids going to see? What's my son going to get to see if dad stops trying to live for Christ? I know I'm not very good at it. I understand that. But I want to show my son you can still live a good life. You can still read your Bible. Does daddy read his Bible? You know why he knows that? I make sure he knows that. Because I want him to read his. Do you know in the middle of all this sports, TV and ESPN, there's still time in my day to read my Bible. Do you know in the middle of a work week and all these other, do you know there's time to read your Bible? You know what's coming next, right? I mean, you realize what I'm going to say next, right? I mean, we bought calendars. There it is. Apparently, the hill was too tall. Oh, you know what? You're mad at me right now. I can sense it. You're so mad. Well, I don't read so good. You're telling me you don't have 40 minutes in a day? Don't use up the 40 minutes all at once. Use up 10 minutes in the morning while you're drinking your cup of coffee. I've got to concentrate while I'm drinking my coffee. I can't do anything else. That coffee is hot, you know. Hey, I got to help you out a little bit. I had myself to get some new equipment this last week for my journey. I had to buy myself reading glasses. Golly. That was hard, buddy. Standing at Walmart trying to make sure nobody's looking. I don't know what the numbers mean. Three, I don't know what those mean. You people with your reading glasses know. I put them things on. I just picked the ones that were eye level. Those happened to be like three, I don't know what they were. But I picked them up, looked at them like, everything was this big. I don't think that's it. So I went down to one. I avenged myself. If I'm going to get reading glasses, they're going to be the lowest strength, buddy. You know, life is not always going to be easy. But I can't stop reading my Bible because it gives me a headache. I can't stop reading my Bible because the words start to get fuzzy. I have to figure out a way to do that. See, I'm using that as an example because of the excuses that a Christian will give to stop climbing. Let me tell you, 4,000 people approximately have tried to make it to the summit of Mount Everest. 660 made it. Over 3,000 people started out. Of all the people in the world, only 3,000, at least they decided to try. See, as Christians, you've got to decide to at least try. Try to become holy. No, thanks, Brother Dave. I'd rather just get saved. I'll meet God in heaven. We'll work it out then. No, he wants you to try. Who shall ascend? Who shall ascend? I'm so proud of the folks that tried to read through that calendar and came up with the fact, you know what, I just can't do it. But I wonder if there were some that bailed out because they just didn't really want to. Now, the 12 times of Proverbs in a year, that's dumb. Why? Because you might learn something after all? I mean, how many times do I have to be told to do stuff? I bet my wife would testify right now that I've got to be told more than once to do stuff. Probably more than twice, maybe sometimes upwards in double digits. Although men are pretty good at hearing what we want. All the women, nah. My husband hears me. Yeah, he does hear you. If the man's favorite word is what? Anyways. See? The whole point in a Christian's life is I'm trying to tell you that it is difficult. And there are some that have the fortitude to make it through the day. There are some that have the fortitude to make it through the hard times. But I've got to tell you right now, only those, and by the way, you can make it through some things on your own power. Really, you can. There's some things you can make it through on your own. And Christians, we're crazy people. We go ahead and try to do everything we can before we call on God. You know I'm right. I mean, it's amazing to me how, oh, well, I'll make it through. I'm all right. We'll do it. We'll get it. I got it, Lord. I need this money. But you know what, God, I'll take care of that. I'll pick up. How about God taking care of you? How about God taking care of you? I tell the story all the time. Guy stuck on a rooftop in the middle of a flash flood, man. He is scared to death. Oh, God, please take me off this roof. God says, okay. This plane comes by or a helicopter comes by. Come on up. No, I'm waiting for God to save me. Boat comes by. Come on in. No, I'm waiting for God to save me. He dies in the flash flood. The Lord goes up to see the Lord. He said, Lord, I prayed. God, why didn't you save me? He said, I sent a boat and a helicopter. Why didn't you jump in? You know, in our lives, it's amazing to me how little we call upon God in this climb that we have called the Christian life. None of these that we talked about before, none of these will make it to the top of God's summit. None of these will make it. Let's read this next verse. Look at this now. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? Verse 4, he that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. You know what that's telling me? The only ones that are going to make it to the top of God's hill are the ones that they let God take them to the top. Let me first deal with the lost. If you're in here and you don't know the Lord as your Savior, do you realize that you're at the base of that hill and you've got no chance of even taking your first step towards the top? There's no way that you can get up to the top of that hill without first asking the Lord to save your soul. The Lord's not interested in having sinners up there that haven't accepted Him. The Lord's not interested in helping somebody that's lost get to the top of that hill unless they're willing to accept Him as Savior. The Lord's not going to be mocked. There's not a new way to get up there. There's not some song you can sing. There's not some dance you can do. There's not something that you can do on your own might. There's no work that you can possibly do. You can't get your life right enough to get to the top of that hill. You've got to ask the Lord to save your soul so you can even think about going to the top. How many people do we know that lead a good life, yet are nowhere near God's hill? Lead a good life, but they're nowhere near climbing for God. My dad, he just got saved just a while ago. My dad just got saved. One of the most honest men I know. He's a good man, leads a good life, and was going straight to hell. Why? It wasn't because the hill wasn't in front of him. It wasn't because I'm going to tell you, he was unsaved and wasn't sure that he needed to be saved. But I'm so glad that God got a hold of his heart one day right here in this, I believe it was the second row. The message that I preached that morning had nothing to do with salvation. Not one thing, but God is so good. I'm there praying my eyes out. Oh God, please save my daddy. Preacher's doing the invitation and my dad raises his hand. And let me tell you something, my dad would never do that unless he meant it. My dad's journey started there. Do you know something? If you're lost and you're in here today, you haven't even started your journey. You've been through hard times. I know you've been through hard times. I understand that. But you haven't had God to help you yet. I don't know how people make it without the Lord. How do we expect to climb to the top of his hill without God helping us? How do we expect to make it to the top of the hill? How do you expect to get through the things of life without Jesus Christ helping you? How do you expect to do that? I don't know how people can get a diagnosis of cancer and face the Lord with a smile and say, Lord, whatever your will is, that's what I want. How can they do that without God? How can you face the day without Jesus Christ? How can you make it without him on your side? It's amazing that people start out trying to make that journey and they don't have the Lord with them. I fear for people. I want them so badly to know the Lord that I know, because he's the only one that can get me through these days. You know, it's amazing how we should call on him quicker. And folks, if you don't know the Lord as your Savior, call on him today. Today. It's so easy. You say, well, I'm going to get my life right before. No, you won't. I'm going to do it tomorrow. No, you won't. I'll come back and talk to you later. No, you won't. You need to come during the invitation and ask the Lord to save you. The Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Doesn't say to get right first. Doesn't say I'll get rid of my alcohol first. It doesn't say that I'll stop doing everything that I'm doing and then I'll come and get right. No, he says come just as you are. Just come now. And those of you that are saved, you're not going to make it to the top of the hill because you're a good climber. You're not going to make it on your own power. You're not going to make it through these days. And it's amazing. I can tell you this. If you're going to go on your own accord, you will not get past the base. If you're going to go on your own accord, you will not make it to the first step. If you're going to go on your own accord, what dwelleth in our flesh? Boy, you are smart people. The only way you're going to make it is if the Lord takes you up that hill. Following him, path's not easy. But if you're following the Lord, he can get you through it. How do I follow the Lord, Brother Dave? How do I do that? I submit to you that you get inside of his book. Oh, this is so difficult. I suggest to you that you get on your knees. I suggest to you that you start being about His business. It's not in the preparation. It's really not. It's in the person. Getting through life as a Christian is not about how smart you are. It's not about how sinless you are, because we're sinners. Getting to the top of that hill, getting to the top of God's hill, who shall ascend? That's the question of the day. Who shall ascend? I believe this is the only hill that's easier to climb when you're on your knees. I believe this is the only life that's easier to live when you have a conversation with the fellow that's already at the top. I believe that this is the one that you can study your whole life, letting Him lead you to the top of that hill. And by the way, I don't know how many people have made it to the top. I don't know. But I know this. You're not going to make it to the top without Him. You're not going to make it under your own power. You're not going to make it with your own answers. You're only going to make it with Him. Who shall ascend? Who shall ascend? Who shall ascend? Look at what it says. He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from who? From the God of his salvation. How do we make it to the top? Who shall ascend? Those that are willing to follow Him. That's it. Those that are willing to follow Him. Christian, are there any in here today that would make a decision in their life to know they can see it? There's the top of the hill. They can see it. I believe you can. I believe that you know where you're supposed to go. God's put in, if you're saved in here today, God put in you where to go. But you're not going to make it to that place without Him. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Dear Lord, I thank you so much for this morning. Lord, I don't believe the day is too far gone where Christians can't serve the Lord all the way to the top of that hill. I don't believe the day is too far spent where we can't live a good, holy life, Lord, following you, not because of our own selves, but because of what you've done. Lord, I would to God that you'd put in the hearts of Christians today that they would ascend into the hill of the Lord, that they would ascend there knowing, Lord, that we're going to have to go up from where we are, and going up, you're going to have to be the one to guide us. Oh, God, please. Please, in this day and age, let us have folks that want to serve you, that want to do something for you, that want to be blessed by you, that want to follow you. And Lord God, please, let them stay in this battle, stay in this climb, stay in this life for you for the rest of their days, so we can show others that you truly can, even today, follow you all the way to the top of that hill. Lord God, let us have a desire to have clean hands. Let us have a desire to have a pure heart. Let us have a desire to follow you. In our flesh dwelleth no good thing. So, Lord God, you're going to have to be the one that cleans us up. You're going to have to be the one that purifies our heart. You're going to have to be the one. Lord, help us to look to you. Look to you for strength. Look to you for patience. Look to you for help. And Lord, along the way, help each other. Because this life is not easy. You never said it would be. But Lord God, making it to the top, I believe out of the 660 people that made it to the top of Mount Everest, I believe not one of them regretted the journey. I believe each one of them was thrilled beyond compare that they were at the top. And Mount Everest pales in comparison to the hill of God. I don't ever remember hearing one Christian that climbed that hill said that they regretted making the steps. But I hear over and over and over Christians that have fallen, Christians that have gone off to the wayside, that gave in, that didn't want to fight and didn't want to climb. I've heard them over and over and over how sorry they were, how regretful they were that they didn't keep climbing. Lord, help us to be about your work, about your business in climbing your hill. Help us, Lord. I pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. With every head bowed and every eye closed, no one looking around. How many can say they know that they know that they know beyond a shadow of a doubt, 100%, that they've asked the Lord to save them? They know that they're going to heaven. If they were to die right now, they know that they're going to heaven. Put your hands up real big and tall. I see almost everybody's hand raised. Those that didn't put your hands up, I appreciate your honesty. There's a climb ahead of you, but I'm going to submit to you that those that don't know the Lord as their Savior, it's worth it. It's worth it. And if you don't know the Lord as your Savior, I can't change. This is what the Bible says. You're going to hell if you were to die right now. That hell is very real. That fire is hotter every day. Hell hath enlarged herself because more and more people are going there, and it's not needful. You can just ask the Lord to save you, and there it is. He that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. You can know. You can know beyond a shadow of a doubt. We can show you. We can help you. We can help you start your journey. The Lord wants to save you. How many could say, you know what? I really don't know, preacher. I don't know. But I sure would like to know. I'm not sure that if I died right now that I would go to heaven. But I sure would like to know. Would you be willing to put your hand up as a testimony? I won't come to you. I won't embarrass you. I promise. I just want to pray for you. Would there be one that would raise their hand and say, you know what? I'm not saved, but I want to be saved. And I believe I'm talking to a room full of Christians that are on that journey. I believe all of us are at different levels of that journey, but nonetheless, we still need to keep climbing. You say, well, I've fallen. Boy, God's so good, He'll lead you right back up. I've gone backwards. It's okay. God comes right down to you, and He'll help you back to the spot you were and take you past. Dear Lord, I'm begging you. Lord, help us. Help us as Christians, Lord, to ascend into your hill. You're asking us the question, who shall ascend? We're only going to ascend if we're following you. Lord God, help us to follow you today, because life is difficult. Everybody's life is difficult. The Christian life is difficult. But Lord, we can make it if we look to you. Lord, help us to look to you today. And I pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Preacher.